Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It's very cute, Dylan. That was very cute. Love it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We are welcoming in our buddy, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 o'clock today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ, Rusty Manziel. Our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, welcome in. It's a big week.
Good morning. Yeah, I noticed Bo's got his medium Florida tank top on today. So has he got on jorts too over there? I'm afraid to look.
You know what? I'm just glad you're here today to fill in because I don't have to fill in for you on the Steakhouse today.
No kidding.
You know, this guy comes in trash talking. He doesn't bring me my Bojangles that he's promised me for a month.
Sure, so funny.
And
as a guy who was from Florida, that was very good. Yeah, you know, looking for the Jordan slides on with no socks. That happens down there too a lot.
I just figured they wore the, but you're not supposed to wear socks with slides.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you wear them, then you're faux pas.
Wow.
No, Dylan.
With the non-toe ones, you can definitely wear socks.
Mm-mm. No, Dylan.
It's different.
With the one that doesn't have the toe part, you can definitely wear
socks.
That's
corny.
I'm with Dylan.
No. You guys are both wrong.
Neither here nor there.
Rusty, be the final judge on this.
Okay.
Socks or no socks with sliders?
I say no socks and no sliders.
There you go. All right. That's a good answer.
That's fine.
That's a good
there you
answer.
Go.
Nobody wants to see these tree climbers walk around
there
in the grocery store. I can tell you
there you
that.
Go.
Rusty, I want to ask you the same thing I asked these guys this morning. Georgia, Florida, Georgia, Bama.
Yeah.
Which one's bigger for Kirby?
Like him personally?
Him personally, yeah. And the team, too. Which one is a bigger game for these guys?
He has a strong dislike for Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Alabama series is totally different because he spent a lot of his life there. He's always going to have a part of his life, his family, his kids were born there. He damn sure needs to beat them. Knows that. But I think the Florida, I think Kirby, I used to say it on the boards. It used to be the fastest handshake in the history of football when he went Dan Mullen after the games. You would watch it. It wouldn't be the old hug and
like almost a high five.
It would be one of those high five things. I think he's got a lot of respect for Florida.
Yeah.
But I don't think Florida and Georgia Tech are on his Christmas card list. Let's just put it that way.
Fair enough.
I have a feeling Florida's lower down than at least, you know, Buster and Brent are. That's what I was telling these guys about earlier. There's video, and I'm sure, I know you've seen it. You're probably the one that put it out of Kirby when he was at UGA, and he had his shoulder, and he's sitting there, and they got him interviewed, and he literally looks like he does now.
Yeah.
Same haircut,
everything.
He's just obviously the older version.
Yeah.
And even the way he talked about it.
Yeah.
But this is a guy that starred in this game. I mean, the 98 game, he made the game-sealing interception. He had another one. They played two quarterbacks. He picked off both of them.
They played actually three. I went back and listed it. They played Noah Brandeis, Jesse Palmer, and Doug Johnson.
Yeah.
And that's how Spurrier rolled. Like, if you weren't working, by God, somebody else is going in.
Kind of respect it.
I'll tell you a story about that 90s. It was actually 97.
97,
game.
That's right, yeah.
I am sitting in the family section. I had tickets in 97. I'm on the row with Champ Bailey's family. And I remember Champ Bailey's mom looking at me, and she goes, they keep picking on him. He's going to get one. And I'd be damned if they didn't. About two plays later, Doug Johnson tried to throw it out, and Champ stepped
Let's
right
go.
In front of that. She looked at him and said, I told you.
Wow.
There was like, don't mess with her, baby. You better pick on somebody else because Champ will lock that side down.
That was a really good game, but it got out of hand really quickly.
They were 20.5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
And it kind of snowballed on Florida that day.
I'm glad you talked about your experience being at the game because obviously want to get to the X's and O's and some of the other stuff that's going on inside the game. But you got a story of like when you were in school traveling down to
the
look on your face.
I tell you what, that'd be a 30 for 30. What game was that?
This always, as a person, obviously, Alabama and Auburn, like you just play on your home field. It's not like a trip. Like I'm just curious what that's like for people,
you know what?
Especially
so
like you.
I went down like as a kid, I think, when you're like granddad or something. But I went down as a college student in 92 with Garrison Hurst and them.
Yeah.
First play of the game, Frank Harvey, fullback dive. He goes 80 yards. And I'm like, we're about to roll on these boys.
Mm.
Got beat 26-24.
Fullback dive for 80 yards. That just warms my heart.
He went 80 on a freaking I formation.
Let's
fullback
go.
Dive. They got beat late in the game. Tough loss. Georgia winds up going 10-2 that year. But I remember going to the landing the night before, and I was like, oh, my God, this is what the fuss is about. Like, nobody checked your ID.
He just waltzed on in.
Just rolled up in there and had a great time, man.
Where did you guys stay, though? Like, where?
Dude, we were college kids. It was like 19 deep and a day's end.
Okay. That's one of my biggest questions.
19 deep. Like, you know the thing about it? Nobody had a credit card. I think we just called in and said, hey, we're coming. Save us a room. And we all divvied up $20 when we got there.
Love it.
You had a better room than I did when I went down there for the game and stayed. We went to the landing after too. It was the 08, and we slept in a Walmart parking lot in my truck. So, what are you going to do?
I remember after the game in 97, Kirby and Mike Bobo and Robert Evers and all them guys, of course, they're very excited. And they're like, damn, we got to get on a plane to go home. I was like, I'm not. See y'all, boys. I'm going to the landing.
Damn.
So they had to go fly back. And what's wild is they fly back to Athens, but all the students and everybody are in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So they just – I guess they went back and played cards. And
I've been part of a number of trips like that. It's unfortunate.
You didn't want to get on that plane, but I was like, see y'all. I'm staying, boys.
When we played in Athens, we flew into Atlanta, but we left out of the small Athens airport. We had to fly on three different planes.
Yes.
And our plane went to Birmingham. And everybody was like raging in Tuscaloosa. And they're like, come on, man. I'm like, I'm on the freaking tarmac.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Kirby's got a little bit of pull. That Athens airport runway has been extended.
I was going to say, that was a bad ordeal, man. That was a bad ordeal back then.
The first thing is logistics. So they fly two planes out of it. They fly Delta out of it.
Yeah.
So they take two planes. Kirby's not wasting an hour and a half in traffic getting to Atlanta.
I don't blame him. Yeah. That was a rough deal. I think we stayed in Duluth the night before, but
everybody stayed at Shatt. All the visiting teams stay at Shatt. That's where Lane did his.
Oh yeah,
day.
Yeah. I remember that now. He's like, we're on a vineyard.
People out here in robes and stuff.
Oh man, good stuff.
You're Kirby, and I know you have a little bit inside. You don't have everything, but how do you go about preparing for this game? Because there's an interim coach. Obviously, Billy Gonzalez has taken over. Now, he's more of a wide receiver coach. Really, really one of the better recruiters in college football when, you know, that was a thing without openly paying players. But how do you go about just kind of trying to look ahead for what they're going to do offensively, what they're going to change? Defensively, I don't think anything's changing. But Napier was the play caller.
Yep.
That's all changed now.
Yep.
You know, how do you go about preparing for this? Because you go try to find film with this guy that's calling plays now, what they've done, or –
you try to find film of everybody in that system. You know, like Russ Callaway, where has he been, and those things. There's only so much you can change in 2 weeks. It's those – I think what you can change is the pace, how quick you play. I think a lot of people were not happy with Billy Napier, kind of slow the game down, come to line of scrimmage, look to play over. What can you do there? And personnel-wise, I think a bigger thing is personnel-wise, who can you get in the game? You can't change the terminology in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? You can't do all that. These are college kids. It's not like NFL where Flacco comes in and he's got 80 hours to learn. He's there from 8 in the morning until midnight. They're college kids. They got to go home at some point, do some things. So I think if you really look on the outside looking in, it's personnel. Who can they input? What do they do well? And I think the biggest thing still is X's and O's. If you don't get to Lagway, he can hurt you. I mean, this guy's got a big arm. He's athletic. But when he has been pressured, he's had 9 interceptions at times. So I think the game plan for me would be, I don't care what they come into, if we don't get to this quarterback, we could be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that, because that was kind of what I was wondering. And we talked about the differences in what Florida can do in a short time. And obviously they can change some things in a bye week. But Georgia's also had their struggles on defense. I'm curious what they can change during the bye week and who they can get healthy and be back part of this defense.
You know, I wonder, you know, what they do personnel-wise too, because I guess it was 2021 maybe, or 2020, I don't know. They inputted a freshman out of a bye week by the name of Jordan Davis.
Come on.
They hadn't played him much.
That'll work.
From the time they put him in against Florida that year, Georgia was different the next 2.5 years. They don't have that guy to put in. What are you going to do here? You know, you got to get off the field on third down. There's no telling what all they did self-scouting-wise.
Yeah.
And knowing Glenn Schumann, you know Glenn Schumann, I can't even imagine the amount of tape and things he's watched and the input he's tried to take on this. Listen, I think Georgia's defense can play a lot better. Number one, they got to tackle better. But to simply say, hey, we're going to get after the quarterback, they've been trying to blitz. They've been trying to bring guys.
Yeah, they have.
They don't have the Jalen Walker. They don't have a Mykel Williams. You're going to have to create some plays, and when they're there, you got to capitalize. Like Chris Cole is a free blitzer in the Ole Miss game. Absolute, dial it up. Nobody brings that up. Glenn Schumann dials up a perfect blitz. You're one-on-one with your best athlete on defense. And he whiffs.
Just imagine being the defense coordinator doing that. Dude, like, I'm like, oh, I bet he is beside himself.
I mean, it's like calling the perfect pitch.
Yeah.
And the guy still hit it out.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Tough.
What is Georgia offensively? I hate the, our identity is this, because I think it's overblown at times. But I don't think they do anything great. But I think they do everything well.
Yeah.
Like, the run game is better because of Gunnar Stockton.
Yep.
Without Gunnar Stockton, I don't think they're very good running the football. But with Gunnar, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They're good throwing the football, but they're inconsistent, it feels like, at times. Like, yeah. What is the offense?
Well, they scored 44 on the road at Tennessee and 43. They didn't punt against Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes they did struggle at times. Again, the slow starts are what people remember. You don't remember, hey, they finished it all. I still say, man, it's hard to believe they got two true freshmen. They're playing SEC. But both of these kids are freaking studs.
Dogs. I mean,
they will absolutely get after your ass. Gunnar Stockton, this is what I've said, and I think Mike would agree. You can't coach confidence. You can't buy confidence, but you can earn confidence.
Swagger
and I
boy.
Think that dude, after the Ole Miss game, it will be interesting to see if Gunnar Stockton can stack a game, or does he go 11 for 22 for 145 and one touchdown, or does this dude go, 17 for 22 for 250 and rush for 80 yards? Because if he does that, Georgia is a totally different team down this backstretch.
It's not only confidence in yourself, but it's confidence when your teammates step in that hole and look in your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
We've got 10 seconds.
Yep.
How big is the Colby Young injury moving forward?
Big
who
deal,
can who
man.
Can step
big
in
deal.
That role?
You know, I mean, listen, he's the guy. He was the guy. He's a team-leading receiver. He's 6'6". You hate it for a young man like that. I know he was such a team leader, but, you know, I loved his Instagram post. About 2 days afterwards, he said, hey, guys, I didn't die. Georgia won, go Dogs. Quit sending me sad stuff. You know what I mean? It was
so
great.
Much.
It was great. You know
hey,
what I mean?
Let's refocus here, baby.
Yeah,
let's
he's
go.
Not like Nolan Smith got hurt, and Nolan Smith became the team leader that year. I mean, he's in the Florida sideline that game, and he is chewing people. I certainly think Colby Young is going to stay very engaged. I think Dylan Bell is the guy that's going to take that next step again. In fact, he put the Ole Miss game away. They moved him out to X. Bobo dials one up, but he makes a hell of a catch. We'll see if he can do it again.
Hey, love it.
Since the landing is not there anymore, where are you going to go after the game this year?
I'm going to be at my house.
Ah, there you go.
I send those young bucks down there.
Spoken like someone that's paying for a wedding.
The next Georgia-Florida game I go to is going to be about three blocks over next year at Mercedes-Benz.
I was going to bring that up. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
I'll go with you. Let's go.
Yep.
Well, Rusty, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. Again, catch Rusty with steak right after us at 9 a.m. And this Saturday from noon to 2, you can join me at Lou Sobkia and Coming as we get ready for Sunday's big game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV. And then another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. That's this Saturday, noon to 2, at Lou Sobkia and Coming. Coming up, We're going to get back into some Falcons talk. This Patriots game is coming up quick. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass, and we got a Life of Squid in a moment.
Dylan's bringing us back with a little Slayer.
He's been on it today. Dylan's been on it today.
I appreciate that.
I got to give him his flowers. We come down hard on him all the time, but his music today, he's been on it.
You know what's going to play next? Open the last segment when we have Josh Kendall at 8:40, which Allie was teasing. A little Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, no, don't do that guy like that.
He's like, and I'm quit like for that. The day. He's like, last segment.
Just mail it in.
Had to throw in the Florida-Georgia line because we were talking about, you know, the Georgia-Florida game. Yeah, we're rusty, so.
Why wouldn't you?
Had to get it done.
That's good stuff.
Is that who that was? I didn't know.
For a second, I was like, seriously, this is not Tennessee nor Texas. I thought you were doing a recall to, like, country music from Mike's Mic'd Up.
No.
And then I was like, no, this is brilliant. All right.
Thank you.
So Sunday's going to be here. Before you know it. I mean, tomorrow's Halloween, so time flies. We know how that works.
Do we fall back Saturday, Allie?
We do.
Okay.
Spring forward,
man,
fall
do we
back.
Really?
Wait. God,
I'm just glad it stopped raining.
So do we gain an hour or lose an hour?
You gain an hour when you fall back. When you spring forward, you lose it.
Yeah, spring bad, fall good.
Okay. So this one's a good one. So
the problem is it gets darker earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That kind of sucks for me because, you know, ball is life, and so I don't get as much time.
It also sucks if you have a weak signal.
Well, on Sunday, the Falcons will play the Patriots.
Such a weird laugh.
Such a radio thing. All right, you can join Mike and Bo on the pregame show at 11 on 92.9 The Game. Kickoff is at 1 with Weston Arch. We've been comparing and contrasting, you know, the Falcons offense, Patriots defense. Are there any less concerns, or do you know who you're going to be watching on Sunday? Like, who needs to have a really great game?
Have we talked about J.D. Bertrand enough this week? I mean, are we just beating a dead horse at this point? Like, I think he needs to have a great game. I think, look, say whatever you want about Zach, J.D., Raheem, Michael Penix, whatever it is. This team to me, and maybe it's just me because of my background, it's going to start and stop with the run game and the offensive line and Bijan. That's how I feel. So this is still the same team, minus a couple of injuries, that we saw beat Buffalo just a few weeks ago. If they are able to run the football with a little more consistency and find their handling in the run game earlier in this game, we stand a 1,000 better percent chance of winning the game.
How important is that first drive? Man, like, I mean, how important? Because I'm pretty sure we've been three and out the first two drives of the last two games.
It's more important for the Atlanta Falcons than I think any other team in the NFL. Because we don't have the ability inside there. We talked about this, what, yesterday or Tuesday. We don't have the ability inside of a set of downs, like first, second, and third, to make changes that are necessary. Like, if we mess up wide zone and we misidentify wide zone, we can't go back to the same, because it's the same concept, right? So we're going to run wide zone again. We can't run wide zone again on second down if we just mess it up on first. If we just misidentified it on first, you don't really realize. You're like, man, I don't know. I think I blocked the wrong guy. Then you're going to come back. What run play are you going to run on second down? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just
– and so I think it's very important.
Well, I just think that first drive, you have to go score points. You have to score a touchdown. This might be – the first drive of the New England game might be I'm being a little bit ridiculous here. I understand that. But it might be the most important drive of the season offensively, because you need so badly to score a touchdown. You haven't scored a touchdown in the first half since you played Buffalo. You really need to get off to a fast start, because what it's going to do is, and Mike, you can talk about this more than me, and I want to give you 30 seconds before we go to Life Squid to do it, but you need to feel good about yourself on the sideline as an offensive player. And I don't think you've felt good about yourself and the product you're putting on the field since the Buffalo game.
It's undeniable that when you're on a sideline and things are going bad, as much as you want to self-talk and say, all right, man, we got to keep the vibes good, it's impossible. Like, you know things aren't going according to plan, and it is impossible to avoid the feeling of, here we go again. Even if you know it's happening in real time, you're like, I'm not going to think about it. Here we go again. I'm going to focus on the next drive, focus on the next play. It's still in the back of your mind. You can't get rid of it, and it literally spreads throughout the entire sideline. So you're spot on.
We were telling you earlier, little Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, November 24th, 2025, the third annual. Remember when I said the first annual?
Yes.
Ah, that was fun. I wish I could still do that. Yeah, everybody, Allie, everybody was, it's
inaugural.
It's the inaugural. I go, it's also annual now, so it's going to be the first annual.
Can't say annual before it happens.
You can go to 99 Game events website, click on the events page, and you can sign up today. There are four or six foursomes available, and it's all for Pets for Vets. Finley Roofing is
presented by Finley Roofing, and it's all for a good cause. Like Bo said, it's Pets for Vets. So sign up, do some good. You get to play some golf, hang out with us. It's gonna be a great time.
Yeah, we're all gonna be there. I cannot wait. Hopefully, we get a daylight today where the sun is out and not the garbage we've had the last few days. All right, I've always known it. Well, not always. We've known this for a long time. But just how intently are our phones actually listening to us?
Uh-oh.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
Tell us.
Amy and I are talking yesterday, and she goes, hey, these are the things we're going to need to buy for Melrose. Like, we need to buy these things in the next month.
Mm-hmm.
High chair, right? She's getting to that age. She said something else that I don't remember now, and something else I don't remember. And then she said, oh, car seat. And then she said, playpen. And I go, okay. So I'm like, all right, I got time. Well, then Melrose is playing, and like it's in up there in the floor, and we've got like pillows around. And Amy's like, you know what? We need the playpen pretty quickly, because like we got the pillows, because we got a hardwood floor, and your balance is a thing. And I said, all right, let me jump on Amazon. I jump on Amazon. Guess what is over half off on Amazon with the red alert?
Oh, yeah.
And it's only available for the next 8 hours.
Yep. Oh.
It's there. It's there. It's happening.
A playpen.
It's terrifying.
And I said, well, I'm going to give you the clean version. I said, you got to be blanking kidding me. This blanking thing is over half off. I go, I'm going to send you four. Pick which one you like the best. I'm going to order it right now because it's over half off. In fact, The freaking thing has already been delivered.
I
ordered it at like 7 o'clock last night. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home today, and I'm going to throw out a random thing that I'm not going to say right now. A random thing that I think may be on Amazon and say, I really need one of these. And I'm going to see if it goes on sale.
Oh, it's 100% going to. And I'll just go one step further for you. This happened to me a couple of weeks ago on a Thursday, just like this. I said something like this out loud. I can't remember the product. And there was a commercial that played during the Thursday night Amazon Prime game that was a targeted ad.
No.
Felt like.
That's happened to me too, the
Bro,
commercial thing.
Well,
I was like, I've never seen this commercial before, and now I'm watching Thursday night football on Amazon, and it even has the shop now option in the corner to click on my remote control. I was cooked. I
it
was
absolutely
like, no, I'm cooked.
Because you're logged into your account on your phone and on whatever TV device you're watching the Amazon Prime game on. But I'm going to tell you something like, that thing was like so – it was over half off. And I'm going, are you kidding me? And I talked about socks. I talked about being crisp in New England. The warm socks were on sale yesterday too. How about that?
Wow.
Could we use this power for good? I mean, we have listeners on the Odyssey app right now. Let's get them half off something, guys.
Is there any trucks out there that are half off? I need a new truck. Any half off trucks on Amazon? Trucks, half off, 50% off trucks. Maybe preferably a diesel, a big one.
Does Amazon sell GMC?
help me, Amazon.
Let us know if a GMC truck pops up in your Amazon.
It's coming.
All right, coming up, we do have Josh Kendall, beat writer for The Athletic, will be joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We've got Josh Kendall, beat writer for The Athletic, joining us momentarily. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. My mind is blank. What song is this?
I don't know.
Bo, do you know what song this is?
Hey, Bo.
Because I was like, what a great song.
Yeah, this is Poison.
Poison, talk dirty.
Yeah, so it's Poison. Yeah, You don't like Poisons?
You know why I know this song? Because of Rock of Love.
Oh, dude.
No, this is in
a weird time of TV that
Flavor
was.
Flavor of Love, I Love New York. That,
those were fun to watch.
I Love Money.
This was in a movie, though. I want to say one of the like Hot Tub Time Machine or something like that.
What a crazy movie that was, too.
I don't know. I just want to point out the fact, too, I just look behind you, jinx the weather. You're like, I hope we have weather like this. What just happened? Help! All of a sudden, it's overcast.
Well,
is it going to rain today?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But this is good weather. Like, there's break in the clouds. The clouds are moving quickly. I mean, the last 4 days since Sunday, right?
Yes.
This has been completely overcast. Like, no sun.
This is something I wanted to talk about today because I saw some back and forth. I actually got tagged by somebody on a tweet yesterday. I think you got tagged too. One of y'all did. And it was a video of the Falcons practicing indoors. And the question was, why aren't the Falcons practicing outdoors? They're playing outdoors this weekend. Like, and I think it said something about the organization being soft or whatever. And I was like, dude, look, I understand that there's blood in the water here, and I understand that we're all down on this organization, but just have a little bit of couth about you and go look at what the weather is supposed to be in Foxborough on Sunday. It's not supposed to – there's a 0% chance of rain. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be sunny and a little bit cold. Right? So you're better off just practicing inside if that's the case.
Partly cloudy now. A little bit of cloud. And when I say partly, like, you know, it used to just be the sun.
Not mostly.
Yeah. But now it's 53 instead of 52. So slightly warmer somehow. So there are things that bug me, as you guys know. One thing that bugs me is the guy who has a smart ass comment for everything about an athlete of any sport and what they should be doing or how they should be doing it, right? Like, you know, hey, I'm over here at the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah, you should be practicing because you suck, all right? You didn't play very well last week. Or, hey, you know what? Here's out to dinner. Yeah, you should be studying your playbook. Or the, why are you not working out? Or, why are you practicing indoors when you play an outdoor sport? That, dude, those are those people. And those are the they to me. That now you're dealing with the they. That you got, because you're literally doing what I do, different level, because you're like, man, have some couth, like, the weather. But it's like, they're not doing it. That comment is not because they believe that or not, but they just want to hit low-hanging fruit, and that's all they do, and that's why they're they.
We're not going to go into the they conversation.
But
right
that's
now,
who
but,
they are. That person is they. Yes, they are. Allie, tell
my
him.
My point in all
tell
this,
him, Allie,
is that that's one person. That's like the person that writes the article. It's like, people are outraged over what Bo said this morning on the radio.
So
it's like,
let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you
a question. You think that's the only person that feels that way?
No.
Okay, then.
Do I think it's less than 5%? Yeah.
Probably.
You think, how many people do you think one tweet represents?
That's a good question.
500,000.
Okay, that's ridiculous. Okay, I wouldn't even believe yourself.
I would tell you at least. I'll tell you. 10,000. I think. Yeah.
Like, look, 10,000 Falcons fans.
Dude, here's a problem. For some reason, if I go to my For You on Twitter, it's obviously people I don't follow, but it's related stuff, right? And I get all these Falcons either fans or bloggers or whatever, podcasters, and it is the most. There are some of them that are pretty good, and then there's everybody else, and the sum is very few. And it is just the most ridiculous stuff that is, and you know it. I've showed you some of it.
But here's the problem with what you're talking about. First of all, only people that are angry are the ones tweeting about it. If you're happy about what's going on, you're not tweeting.
Here's
and
the
also,
problem.
The angry ones are the people that want to wrap their arms around each other and go, yeah, and then they get the engagement, and then your algorithm starts switching your Twitter feed to that.
Here's the problem. That person puts a piece of misinformation out, and so because it validates the feelings of a lot of people because they want to be angry. they wanna jump on whatever because they're already angry and they wanna let it out, right? So they jump on that piece of information, probably not knowing if it's true or not. And now you've got that person has engagement, you know, a couple of hundred people or whatever that are all in on this piece of misinformation. And now they believe that their thought is validated. So, and that leads to the ridiculousness that we see out there.
So let me get this straight. You see the misinformation. And, you know, some people, they feel this calling towards things.
Yeah.
They feel a purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know where you're going with this.
Is your mission in life to correct the misinformation?
He's like, this is what I do.
Not like it used to be. I used to go in. Like I've told y'all, three years ago, had they lost that game, I'd have been angry, and I would have probably tweeted something about how irritated I was about the game. And then what would have happened is someone would have taken some kind of, you know, liberty with it and said, well, you're just defending the team this or whatever. And I'd have been like, and then I would have gotten this back and forth, which would have created little branches, right? Like almost like a family tree of other arguments. And I would find myself in 15 arguments, not defending the team, but trying to say what, from what I know about the sport and what I've learned and what I and the people I talk to, what happened. But that's not the – and I've realized more than ever, and I'll still do it. Don't get me wrong, but I realize more than I used to. It's not the moment because people don't want to know what happened. They want to feel validated.
They want a pound of flesh.
They want a pound of flesh, and they want the validation from that. And so I have stayed away from that. And, hell, I did it week one. Had a guy tell me how we'd already lost the division after week one. Have we lost the division? I can tell you that it's a lot more likely at 3-4 than at 0-1. But we're behind the eight ball. We've lost the division because Tampa Bay beat us. And I said, well, really? We beat Tampa Bay twice last year. Guess who won the division? Tampa Bay.
I understand where you're coming from, Oz. Here's what I hate about this entire concept. And we don't have to go way down this road. We're already there. So let's just do this.
I might as well go. I mean, I would just assume talk about how we marry the run game with the passing game.
I agree with you. And I don't need to talk about J.D. Bertrand anymore and how we're going to replace Divine Diablo. We've done that, right? Here's what I'll say. This is what happens. Because what is the algorithm based off of in social media?
It's based
off of engagement.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also what you click on. If you click on a tweet.
Which is engagement.
Sure. I think engagement is when you...
Okay, when you respond to it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say when you respond to it then, or when you click on it, whatever. And now all of a sudden, those tweets that have no business and have no basis in reality, you have now responded to.
Yeah.
And guess what? Everybody who's a Falcons fan now is looking at said tweet because you, the guy that talks on this microphone about the Falcons,
well, hold on,
have
I didn't
responded
always talk
to
on
it.
The microphone
and
when
now
I started
it's
this.
Grown legs. Out in the Twitterverse because you got in 15 arguments with the guy on Twitter. And now I have to see it in my feed. And I'm like, this guy's a freaking idiot. I don't want to talk. I don't want to see this guy. And now because Bo decided to be the one that has to stand up to misinformation out in the Twitterverse, now it's grown legs and it's attracted the other people.
Here's the problem. See, you've got a 1,000-foot view. I'm down there with the people. Hear me out. You played. It's different for you because you always knew you played football at the highest level you could ever play at. You played college football at, I'll say, the highest level you could ever play because you were a D1 player at an SEC school that won a freaking national title and you're an All-American. You grew up blocking out the noise in your early days.
Okay.
I was the moron 12 deep at a party at Kennesaw State arguing about why Michael Vick was one of the greatest athletes ever set on the NFL field. So forgive me if I'm still that guy. But I'll refrain. And I'm not yelling at Mike. Mike knows that. Like, but here's the deal. Let me tell you something, though. One thing is, you're right. And I realize that. But also, do you know the connections you make with interacting with fans? And you know this. But like, and I know you know this, Allie, because you've been in radio longer than me. But the reality is like, what if that guy doesn't know 92.9 exists? Well, now he might know that he wants the truth, he, or her, that person, because I interact with as many female Falcons fans as I do male fans. But, like, come, this is it. This is what we do. And at the end of the day, the only way I ever block anyone, ever, is if you make it extremely personal. But
yeah, I think that's a good way to go about it.
I only stop interacting is when you start name calling. That's it. I think there is the good thing about where we can be with social media, the good thing that can cover social media is we can all talk and it should be respectful. Mm-hmm. If you're disrespectful, I stop interacting with you. All right? That's it. I mute you and I let you
Doesn't
talk.
Even take that from me.
I let you talk to yourself. But I will interact with you because we can that's what the world should be, conversations. And I think it's good.
I think it's impossible on X or Twitter or social media in general for the most part because you have a limited amount of characters to not be snarky. And that's what drives me crazy because it's always like I got 240 characters. What is it now? 240?
280.
It's like I got 280 characters to sound like the smartest guy in the room. Like how am I going to spend these 280? And that's usually the responses you see.
You can't text mad and you can't tweet mad. And you can't post. You have to pull it back.
Allie's like, whoa.
I'm looking at tweets. You're like, oh, is that how the standings are determined? Oh, did you watch the game? Yeah, keep it respectful, Squid Billy.
That's respectful. I didn't say. Well, you're about the dumbest person I've ever talked to on Twitter, thinking that point differential matters at the end of the day. I didn't say that. I'm being sarcastic. I'm having fun.
We've all got our thing, and I appreciate that about you.
Look,
I really do.
I connect with the people, man. That's who I am, man.
Allie, the first 6 months we used to do the show, I used to be like, hey, you need to stop doing that. And as we've grown through the show now, almost 3 years in, I just am like, that's what he does. You know what I mean? Sometimes for his own mental health, I'm like, you need to step away.
He has texted me before and said, dude, stop.
Stop.
But look, it's never personal. You know the one thing that we will really lose the sight of is that we're sitting on Twitter talking as strangers, maybe arguing about our love, which is the Falcons or Georgia or whatever. I mean, life's pretty freaking good if that's what we can do with our free time.
Real quick, we all have different flavors of tweeting on X or Twitter, whatever you call it. I'm at Allie Mac Radio. Mike, you are?
At MP Johnson 79.
Dylan?
At _ Dylan Matthews.
Bo?
I believe at SquidBilly 929.
I almost fear letting him say it. just kidding. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mac, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go tell your truth on Twitter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.